First name Hans, last name Javier. What we are doing today is we are drumming for the parade representing specifically my Filipino culture from Aklan. Aklanon, we are drumming for Atiatihan. Atiatihan is a festival. It's generally like a week long. It honors the infant Jesus. It's our saint. It's Santo Niño. So primarily the festival is celebrated for religious purposes. And, you know, we do this, you know, back at home in the Philippines on an annual basis. So, you know, doing it on Independence Day is a great way to represent our culture. I watched, you know, my uncles and older cousins do this, and I always wanted to enter, not knowing that, you know, they were open to me learning. And then one day, I believe it was Uncle Ed asked me if I wanted to join. And I think I was maybe 11 or 12 at the time, and ever since I've been doing it. I am one of many leads. I've played all drums from bass to snare. I was primarily a snare lead. We bought a new quad, so I switched over to the quad. So most importantly, my role as a quad is to make sure people stay in tempo, but my primary role overall is to make sure everything's organized, drummers are present, organized formation, and yeah.
Ready? Stop banging!
I feel like we bring flavor, and not to kind of downplay the rest of the parade, but, you know, I feel like every time we pass through a certain area, you know, everybody gets up from the curb. Instead of waiting for candies, they'll get up and dance with us. We welcome people to jump in where they're at and come dance with us. Funny story, last year we had, I guess my drummers were banging so hard, we broke like 4 drums last year. So when we pass a certain area, specifically like Marine Park and the Filipino community, people tend to play louder and faster. And that's where people generally break their drums. I'm very close with my family. I'm very close with my cousins. And as we get older, it's a lot harder to see them. But everybody, you know, around this time of year really makes time out to participate. And a lot of these cousins I don't see until, and keep in mind, we live in Juneau, small town, right? But a lot of these cousins I don't see until like a month out of July 4th. So it's a great time for us to kind of reconnect and you know, be a family. I really love that part about it.